Hello.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Can you introduce yourself?
Oh, I am Pierre Legrand. I have been here for quite a long time, 48 years.
Mm-hmm.
And since 30 years, I do mainly painting and I enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has been almost the same thing. I found something long ago and I tried to go further and further. You see, the idea is, when you do painting, I believe when you are an artist, you know that you are an artist, even when you are a child. But the problem set is what to do. You see, it's very difficult. And for me, it took many years to find what I was looking for. And only one day, I had a very strong experience inside, and as if I saw colors and light inside my body, I said, wow, this is what I would like to express. But how, I did not know. And I found a kind of trick as I was doing like prayers, no? To say that, yeah, if I could use those prayers to make my painting. So I started to write the words. But then I didn't want people to read what I was writing, no? I wanted it to be secret.
Mm.
So I found a secret alphabet. And since that, I've been using the same thing. So like that, I have something to use. You see, I say, even if I have nothing to say, if I say today is cold, I write today is cold, and already you feel the canvas, you see? Because otherwise you don't know what to do, to draw a bird, to do a stone, to draw a car, and what. There, it's very simple. So this is the technique I found, and by doing more and more and more, after you get used, you know that this color doesn't go with that color, this one. So you learn also everything about the colors, the contrast, the harmony, by doing, you see. So, more than that.
What do you do here in Orval, like mostly?
I say painting.
Painting, only, but like,
yeah.
Do you paint for exhibitions? For
yeah, yeah. I made big exhibition in Orville, and now I am working with architects, so I work, like, I can sell and give money to Orville.
And what did you do before you found out about painting?
I did everything. Everything you can think of. I was working in the bakery, I started a farm, I was editing the revenues, then everything, like anybody.
Okay, and what was the first thing that made you, like, spark about painting?
As I told you, one day I had a very strong experience, you see. Actually, it was a very negative experience, because I went back to France one day, to arrange for my family papers. And I had a friend who was here before, he had to do a nightclub, you see. So, and when I showed him what I was, he said, oh, you should help me. So I tried to do something. And after, the architects did not pay me, so I was very, not even angry, I was really disappointed, no, very deeply. So I remember I stayed for three to 4 hours alone, and it was dark, and suddenly, poof, a beautiful experience. So once I had that, I said, oh, this is what I would like to do. And it took me 15 years to make that exhibition. Actually, it was in 1999. It was an experience, an exhibition called Light Matter, and it was taking the whole Bharat Nivas, inside, outside. It was a huge work. Right? So that's what the thing.
When you were a kid, what did you want to do?
I wanted to be an artist.
You wanted to be
so
an artist?
Since you're
so
small, you knew what
yeah,
you
wanted.
Yeah,
I knew I was an artist. But as I said, you see, you know, you're an artist, but what to do? You see, so many artists do the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I see painting, I say, my God, but I have seen that 100 times. No?
Yeah, it's hard to be.
So you want to
find yourself. It's very hard to find yourself, especially now, because now you can do anything. You see, I take that, I say, this is art. Okay, $10,000. Okay. It might work, you never know.
Yeah.
So the whole thing has been completely, so it's more difficult than before. It's easier because anything can go for art, and it's more difficult
to find like something original.
It's like photography, you see. Before, to be a photographer, you had to know how to develop, how to go in the dark room. Now, anybody with a smartphone can make as many photos. Those things are becoming more difficult to be an original photographer. How is it that someone has found something special in photography when there are millions of people taking 100 photos every day? You see?
And throughout all your years of painting, did you do many different styles?
Yeah, I did a lot of trial, no? Because I wanted to convey the experience. You see, as soon as I saw light, I saw joy, I saw music, but how to express it? There was no shape, no? Actually, an example I give is, suppose you eat a mango, a really good mango, you see, it's hot, you're in June, you take a mango from the fridge, oh, how to do a painting which does that? If you paint a mango, I'm sorry, I prefer to eat the mango and to look at the painting, no? So you have to analyze the color, the texture, the thing. It's very important. That's a good example. And I wrote in the Roville Today also, you see that what I found recently, very often when you have experience inside the body, you see that sometimes there are something in nature which looks like the same. It's not the same. It's not that I feel I have a tree in myself or a sunset or a bird. But there is something where there is a kind of correspondence. You see, tiens, that reminds me of that. So in that sense, it helps you also to look at nature in a different way and then be inspired by nature, by the outside world. So it's at the same time abstract, but it is also figurative in the sense that what you see helps you.
Did you also have some art exhibitions outside of Orville?
Oh, yeah.
Working
I did not have much, but in the last 2 years, I had something like 12 exhibitions in Goa, in Bombay, in Delhi, in Chennai, in Cochin, everything. It was really... And now people write articles on me in magazine. There are photos of me in the newspaper. One day I come to the graphic section. Wow, Pierre, come here, look!
Do you think you found, now throughout all your years, a style of painting that you really like and that you'll keep, kind of?
If you had asked me the question 6 months ago, I would say yes. But now, for some, I have a strange experience, as if I have come out of it, you see? I'm free. I've really done a big work. So now I keep doing it, but it's not the same thing as exploring. It's like the work is done, but I like it.
Perfecting it.
Yeah, not even. It's just exploring a new little detail or something like that, you see.
Are you working on any big projects now?
I have been asked to do something for the international zone, no? To make like 14 points to anchor the what will be the next buildings in the international. So I made a project, but I'm not so sure it's good. So I don't know what I have to think of it. It's very quite expensive, so I don't know if I'll get the approval of the people in charge. So this is a big thing. I think that's a big thing, this little thing there.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. So I want to do more because it was very pleasant. Normally I paint on mesh, no? So the brush is... It's hard, but on glass, it's so smooth.
It slides.
It's incredible, and you see the trace of the brush. So already I have decided to make that in the gallery in Citadine. Jeanne Acca came, he says, okay, you can do it whatever you want on the glass. I'm going to make a big one there. So maybe in 2 weeks, you will see the whole gallery full of, but in color also, on the glass. So that's new. Actually, I found it on... I had been asked to do that since 2 years at least, and I had no idea what to do. And last Sunday, 2 days ago, I met something in my room and went on the glass and, that's it. And yesterday I did it after 1 day. And I was so eager to do it that I looked everywhere, nobody was there. Manoj is not there, he's in charge. And I could not get Anne-Marie. Finally, I managed to get Donata, and then she said, but you should see, I forgot his name. So I managed to put everything in 1 day, it was not easy. Huh?
Do you want to go on painting for the rest of your life, or?
I don't know if my life will start. It will be very long, I don't know, but I really enjoy that. You see, for when I was doing that, I don't know, it's a strange, you know that you are in your place. It's really something deep, that it's you, and that's all. You don't get much gratification, but you are in your place. And I believe if you find yourself, whether you are doing bread or you are doing computer, then, that is the most important thing, you see? That's to feel, wow. And then everything flows.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.